Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
There we go.
You should do a clap.
Test, so one, can, two, three. What do you mean clap?
So they can merge the...
Yeah. Clap. Look at this.
We're video and the audio.
Videotaping our second podcast. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me from our studio. In,
why did you just kick it?
You know what? Because I said, I don't like that tripod, so I'm going to kick it.
Okay.
Maybe it was an accident. Why do you think it was an accident?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're already getting me on the wrong foot.
Pardon me, but I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. Don't start me off on the wrong foot. That's going to be my new.
Don't start me off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
That's your new what?
Album cover. When I for music when I start singing.
And then you're going to have 3 feet on the album cover.
Yeah, yeah. Don't start me off on the wrong foot. So. We're in our studio downstairs in
it's a walk-in closet.
It's not a walk-in closet. It's a bedroom. It's a room, the size of a room that we use to hang clothing, put stuff in, do the podcast in.
Our printer's in here.
Our printer. Look at everything you say. I'm going to repeat like the Sklar brothers.
We keep some toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Yes, we keep toilet paper in here. Go ahead.
I don't know what else to say. That's
she
it.
Doesn't know what else to
your
say.
Your hats.
My hats.
A lot of your clothing is in here.
And a lot of your clothing.
A lot of the clothing that I made that I don't wear is in here.
There's boxes of crap.
I'm going to put a coat
your
on
shit.
That I made.
Oh, really? Don't knock anything over. You're going to knock stuff over. Oh, God. I thought I had my... Is it recording? Yeah, there. Oh, my God. No one's going to be able to see it. You're going to start knocking stuff into knocking stuff.
I okay. made this coat, people.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says you look so good on the video podcast.
I have one angle that I work with.
Look at your hair. Okay. You're not going to sit here wearing that whole coat.
Half the coat?
I mean,
wearing half the coat?
Wearing that coat.
Okay, look at the inside is...
Ruth Gaitis. What's her name? Ruth...
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's a little bit messed up in here. That's lining. It didn't work out so good. But it's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's a little bit big.
Over there is the bed we bang on, right?
We do, because...
We come down in the basement.
We don't think it's fair. We have separate rooms, and we don't think it's fair that we use one room or the other. So we use our spare room.
Our guest room. It's a guest room.
Well, isn't that a spare room?
Well, it's a guest room because it sounds... Can you move your hand, please?
I got to keep it like this because this coat's too big.
Take the coat off. It's ridiculous now. It looks good. People saw it. You made the coat.
It's warm.
It's not cold down here. So we have a guest room. It sounds better saying guest room instead of spare room.
Oh, you know, sorry. I could get a list of the words that we're supposed to use or not use on the podcast.
No, a spare room. Get off my...
He didn't make that. He bought that.
Yeah.
He's wearing I forgot that some of this is just audio. So now people are like, why is she put on a coat that we can't see?
Yeah.
But Rich is wearing
Get off my...
Look at this thing.
Yeah, I put it on. You could use it as a mask. Pull it down as a mask. You could use it for... I love it. As
you
a headband.
Put it on over your face when we make love.
Oh.
Gotcha. Okay, listen. I'm curious a lot about
what
this look is to
There's
you.
No look to me. It's being relaxed. I have nothing to do today.
But what about this on your head? Like, why this?
Because a hat gets heavy. My hair is messy. You know, tonight maybe I'll do my hair when I take a shower. Now when I take a shower, are those my pants that you made all uneven?
Okay, relax. It's fine. I'll fix it. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at my pants.
Okay, stop.
She took her coat, which is by my suit pants. And you know how you have them in the middle of the hanger so they hang perfectly?
Nobody cares about this.
Well, now it's on the end of the hanger, so it's hanging all wrinkled. But anyhow... where am I going? I'm not going anywhere today. I'm not doing anything. Tonight I'm going to go out, go down to Uncle Vinny's.
But you wear this to Uncle Vinny's, right?
No, I don't wear this.
Like, but this is how you go
this
out.
This is daytime, not
nighttime.
Yeah,
but in our, you know, world, you wear a sleeveless shirt.
Daytime, yeah.
Basketball shorts and, some kind of like...
Jordans.
Okay, sneaker. And...
Not some guy. I wear Jordans.
Okay, Jordans.
With basketball shorts, I'm not going to wear tennis sneakers. That would look stupid.
Okay, but I'm curious. Like when
you're not going to wear low tops with shorts.
Okay, so you're in
high tops.
You got all these tattoos and you know, you got a real tough guy thing going on. What do you think they see? When you come into a store, like you go into CVS, what do you think? Are they like, oh, this guy just got out of prison?
They see customer. New customer, not new customer. You know,
oh my God.
I've been here before, so I'm not a new customer. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, they're like, here's that weirdo again.
No, people.
I know, but I'm
they
wondering.
They go, oh, look at that guy. Look how comfortable he dresses during the pandemic.
I know, because sometimes I just throw on a hat and whatever, and I look like garbage going out. But
sometimes.
I sometimes think, what do people see when they see me coming in? Like, sometimes I pretend I just went jogging, even though I didn't, just so people be like, oh, she obviously just came from the gym.
Can you get your knee off of me?
Oh,
I'm trying to be comfortable. When you walk in, they go, oh, I wonder if she made that fucking coat.
Well, I do have a couple items that I wear around, and I do kind of feel self-conscious occasionally.
Well.
That they go, but one of the sweatshirts I made says, I made this, so there's no getting around it.
The last time we did this, didn't you hang the light over that?
Maybe.
Yeah. Now the lighting's going to be different.
Oh, who cares?
Well, I mean, we have
it looks great good,
lighting.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
I think it looks
when it
fine.
Gets transferred, we'll see.
Please, Rich, don't make problems where there's none. Now, what did you want to talk
about?
There's
shadows
today?
Now.
I wanted to get at what you think you're projecting, but you don't want to talk about it.
I'm not projecting anything.
You wanted? Do you see that seems weird?
What?
That you're posing. You're like doing bodybuilder poses.
Oh, sorry. That was an accident. I don't.
I know, but when you do this, it's like, look at how big my wingspan is. It's huge. Look at yours. It's not big. It looks almost fake.
That's because of my muscle.
Look how much bigger. Like, my muscle is actually bigger than yours.
No, it isn't. Are you crazy?
Well, sorry, but I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, feel my muscle. Look at that. Two hands. Do yours.
No. I mean, I don't have like a big muscle, but like my arm is as big.
I mean, you got nicer cut, but I'm just pure fucking, you know.
I'm disgusting.
I'm power. Okay. So, you know, I don't try to project anything. I'm just trying to be comfortable. Whatever. Sometimes I'll put my hat on. Sometimes I won't wear anything.
But when you're, sometimes like, we'll be at a restaurant. By that I mean outdoors. And then
wait, talk up. Okay, there.
Yeah, I'm fine. And then you'll be kind of like a little bit rough. And then I'm like, you're already looking like this. Then you're a little rough in your demeanor.
Well, I got,
you get demeanor and demeanor. I think I said that once before. I wanted to use it again.
I'm repeating myself. I don't think you used it before, because if you did, I would have remembered how horrible that was.
I think you laughed at it. I think I said it on a live podcast once, like when we were doing, you know, with this marriage counselor. You really laughed hard, and I was like, oh, I got him. I finally got him.
I keep taking my temperature lately. Every now and then, this whole...
Is it the, like, you just want to, you know, you just want... some kind of validation that you're hot.
Oh, man.
That was hard to get out.
It should never have gotten out. Every like other day or every 3 days, whatever, this pandemic thing, you go, oh, I got it. And then some days you go, I wish I just can get it and not get
sick. No, you
don't
want to get it.
I know, but get through it.
No, but some people, the brain fog lasts for years. I don't know, years, they don't know that, but months.
Yeah, they, I know, it's, and do I go get a flu shot? Yeah, I'm on it. I get one every year. But now, does a flu shot help or hurt you? These are only things.
Well, I don't think it'll hurt you.
These are only things Rogan can answer, because his podcast is smart, and they do, on his podcast, research. Yeah, we don't do any.
Jinx. You can't talk until someone says your name three times.
No, I don't play that stupid stuff. Excuse me. So that's the difference with our podcast and other podcasts where they prepare. We've done over 400, and I don't think we've really prepared, which people can tell that we don't prepare. But ours is real. Not saying theirs isn't real, but this is real. You see what I'm saying?
I don't even know why you would even, it's silly to even.
What, getting to say that?
I mean, it's like, why even compare yourself to any other podcast?
So you're saying we're better?
No, I'm saying we're just who we are.
Yeah. Oh, you did a show Sunday night at the Stress Factory. You did Vinny.
Vicky and Vinny.
Vicky and Vinny, they have their own Facebook show going.
Vicky and Vinny own the Stress Factory. And up until the pandemic, Vicky was not ever on stage. And now Vicky and Vinny do a show together.
Like a morning talk show.
Where it's like a married husband and wife.
Yeah.
Talking about sort of mundane-ish things. In a comedic way, and
well, she was
interesting.
Oh, that we've done it.
I mean, the thing about Vinny that's so great is that he keeps wanting me to watch it. He's like, "Did you watch the Facebook Lives? Did you do the? Do you watch it?" He and it's like, I don't know. It's like a weird thing to ask the people that do the same thing you're doing. to like we weigh put in
a,
on it.
We put him in a movie and he has a good scene. He never watched a movie. He never watched Women Aren't Funny and he's in it.
It's women.
That's why I said woman.
Oh, I thought you said woman.
Yes, one
you had a
person.
Hard time saying women, plural. For a long time.
Women aren't funny. And
do
he's,
you have a problem with women?
Do I have a problem with women?
Last night we were watching...
Designated Survivor, which I hipped her to. And here's real quick before you get into it. This was
I don't know if people say hip due to it, like for TV shows. It's like
this is my
recommended. Is
no fee. I took my temperature before I came down here. I don't know why I'm touching. So here's real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a show. I watched two episodes the other night in bed. I go, I love this show from the two episodes. I go, this seems, and there's three seasons. So now I had Bonnie watch two episodes to catch up to see if she liked it. And now we watched a third episode together. But then I started thinking, oh, shit, I can't watch this on my own and do maybe two or three episodes a night when I can't sleep. Now I got to wait for her to watch the whole three seasons.
I don't, go ahead and watch it without me. I'm not that into it. To me, it seems, stop kicking it. To me, it seems like...
See, there was only one of those hangers in the last one. The thing was further back.
This is a shelf.
No, really? What do you think they thought it was?
Well, you just said hanger.
Yeah. Brackets.
Oh, okay.
There was only one bracket in the last shot. So I don't know.
Our podcast has now just turned into us talking about the video that we're shooting for the podcast.
But anyhow, so I was watching a show.
Wonderful.
But now you kind of like the show.
I don't kind of like it. I mean, it's like I'll watch it with you because I enjoy being with you. But you do this thing in TV shows where you're always like, why does she got to be in it? Why does she got to be in it?
No.
You really don't seem to like very many women in TV shows.
That's not true. When I watched 24, when the lady president, she was great. On
Cherry Jones?
No, the older lady. Is that her name?
You seem to know more than I do.
And on The Americans, the show wouldn't have been good at all without her. Yes. Just like men or women, if they serve no purpose on the show, why are they on it?
The wife on this is obviously the writer's room was like, why does wife always got to be the bad guy? Can't the wife be the one that's supporting her husband? So they have a lot of shots where they're like, she's really on his side and helping him and stuff.
Touching him like you did me when we were watching TV last night. You kept...
Well, you kept going like this. And I thought you were having like major anxiety or something. So I kept going like, are you okay, babe? Are you all right? And then you'd be like, get away from me. See, this is like people
away.
Are like, oh, you know, you're mean to your husband or whatever. No one says that. They say, leave him. No, but they say, you're being mean to your husband. Let's pretend. And I try to be nice to you, but you don't want any. They've seen it already because I was touching you before like this, and you say, get out.
No, when we're doing this, you need your own space. You need to concentrate. You can't have an extra.
You can't concentrate when I'm touching you?
No, before you weren't doing that. Your hand was behind my back in the seat.
And let me tell
like
you
this.
Something. It's not easy to get this close to someone who just got out of prison.
Look at my chest. Watch.
Okay. Whoa.
You like that?
For those of you who don't have the video, he is
flexing.
All
right. So enough
is
with
that
the
like supposed to be great?
Well, I mean, if you don't have a chest, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. So on the show, they're adding part. And same with some of the male characters. You want the show
also to Rich will sell you a show like this. Three seasons. Like anything less than three seasons, he doesn't want to do.
That's not true.
I've showed you stuff. You're like, only one season? You get mad about it.
I don't get mad.
And then if you start a series and you don't like it, I've not finished watching 10 minutes of a movie before. Like I've had 10 minutes left to go and not finished. I get how it's going to wrap up, so I don't care. But you'll start a 9-season series and stop liking it in the second season and finish like it's a job. Like you're getting paid to do it. You're like, come on, we got to get this done.
Well, first of all, if I invested 2 seasons and there's no 9 seasons.
But why
seasons?
Invest? It's not if an investment. You get nothing out of it. An investment means you get something out of it. If you're not getting anything out of it, why keep going?
Obviously, I liked it in the beginning, so
yes,
I always think it's going to turn around.
You actually have this unbridled optimism where you're
unbridled. What a word that is. Unbridled. What the fuck does that mean?
It means like you have a lot of enthusiasm.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings, Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
You know, the show, you're always like, when I say, this is a bad movie, let's bail. It's going to turn around. And it never turns around. First of all, I'll go on record as saying this, and movies are bad. They're predominantly really, really bad.
I saw a great documentary last night.
Documentaries are good. What documentary did you see?
Laurel Canyon, I think it was called. Jake, I think that's his name. Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, made a documentary about this music. Laurel Canyon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I've about heard of that. It's good.
Music in the 60s. And
I mean, I don't know if it's good. You're saying it's good.
Yeah, it was good.
You don't generally watch documentaries. To me, that's like the best kind of movie right now is a documentary. And there are some good movies. But for the most part, they're just terrible. And they're all like, you love any movie where there's a guy standing there with a gun flanked by two other guys. Like, you know, you love that.
I like movies
like where
that are
like
real.
There's a star's big face and then like.
You're trying
behind
to think
him,
about,
there's all these
you're
other...
trying to see, think of it like a Bruce Willis
yes,
advertisement.
Yes, yes. But that's like, I know the movie, you're always like, what's that one? When we're looking through, what's that one? It's never yeah. like, there's never been a woman looking at a baby on a cover where you're like, what's that one?
It's always... Yeah, it's because it's about a missing baby or something. Or
okay, but...
I don't like those missing
kids. Or like a romantic comedy. Or oh. And he refuses...
A comedy? Have yeah. you ever really laughed more than twice watching a comedy?
The most amazing thing is that it takes everything for you to watch a comedy unless it's Ricky Gervais. And then when you do, you laugh way more than I do. You do enjoy them.
No, I enjoy certain ones, and I like that type of humor. His dry humor. It's to me, he's funny. If I liked, what did we see? There was those guys from England or something. I just remember one scene where a guy fell out of a window onto his fence and died. Steve Coogan, or what's his name?
Steve Coogan's literally my dream man.
Would you leave me for him?
Yes.
Let's get him over here.
Yes,
let's make that call.
I've thought about it in like deep ways. I don't even want to Google if he's married or not because I want to keep it going in my
head.
Wait,
also too, what was the one we watched about the ex, and these are from England. It's the ex radio host that opened it in. It was an he opened it in like
oh,
a
yes.
bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Is that Steve Coogan too?
It's not Steve Coogan, but
that
Steve
was funny.
Coogan.
Was it Steve Coogan that one?
Mm-hmm.
That one was too.
Yeah.
Whoa! Does him and Gervais like in a neck to neck race who comes out with more stuff?
I wonder if they're friends.
Do you want me to text Ricky and find
yes.
out?
Yes, they're probably not. They're probably some. Professional jealousy going on or something.
No, what? Are you kidding me? They both are like major stars. I think Ricky's a bigger star, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. The other guy, didn't he do Four Weddings and a Funeral also too? No.
I don't know about that, but he's directed some pretty major fare. He directed a serious movie about nuns and...
Oh, that was a good movie. The Irish movie.
Yeah.
That movie was up for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Ricky's had movies. Ricky's won Emmys. Ricky's, you know.
I'm going to put my Steve Coogan up against your Ricky Gervais any day.
No, yeah, let me tell you something. My Ricky will easily. Oh, yeah? Does your Steve go into 20,000 or 10,000 seat theaters and do a show? Because my Ricky does.
My Steve could if he wanted to.
No. Nope.
Yes, I'll write it for him. Steve Coogan, I will write you a stage show that will blow Ricky Gervais out of the water.
Ricky, I won't.
You have my word.
Yeah, well, I'll tell Ricky that I'll punch up.
Listen, I love Ricky Gervais. I don't want to like.
Yeah, but I'm just
be
saying.
Weird about it. I like that kind of British humor. I like a very sort of like it's subtle and yet still over the top. That's my favorite.
Well, okay,
I mean, so... I like Woody Allen kind. Yeah. To, you know, it's like there's a certain. pedophile that makes a great comedy.
You can't. Now you just categorize the other comics as pedophiles.
Okay. No, I don't. I mean, and also, I like art from pedophiles. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah? Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski's a great director. He really is.
Who else?
Whatever. Michael Jackson, one of the greatest pedophile singers of all time. And that's a hard category because also in it is, what's his name? What's a, I Believe I Can Fly? I believe I
Robert
can fly.
Kelly?
Robert Kelly, yes.
That's not his name.
No.
It's
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. What's R stand
for? I thought you were making a joke about Bob Kelly.
No, it's R. Kelly. He has one good song, right?
Who?
R. Kelly.
One good song. He's a master.
Get the fuck out of here.
Think about it.
I don't know his songs. Think about it. I don't know his songs.
Well, when Raina was little, I used to, we'd hear, she said, who's that? I said, that's the greatest singer on the planet. And then R. Kelly, I said, oh, that's the greatest singer on the planet. Turns out they're both pedophiles. Isn't that weird? And I'm telling that to like a six-year-old. Anyway.
Didn't you used to do that?
Irony.
Was that a bit you used to do?
What?
What you just said now.
No, I've never said that on stage.
I just one bit you do. I forget. I don't want to bring it up.
Come on. If it's funny, let's it's analyze really funny. It.
Okay. You're on stage and you go, my husband won't go to counseling because he doesn't want to have two women.
That joke gets a really big laugh.
He doesn't want to have two women calling him an asshole.
So, but the thing about that joke is, yes, you wrote it. That one part of it. Then there's another part that's also very funny. But it's like I'm still giving you credit in the joke. I'm saying he said this, right?
I don't remember that part. I say
my husband won't go to counseling. He says, I don't want two women to call me an asshole, which is what you said, which I'm giving you credit for.
Oh.
Do you see?
Oh, okay. So now I don't have any anger or resentment at all. Well, I didn't. Anyhow.
And I asked you before I did it, and you were like, no. And then I did it anyway. But it's funny, and people laugh, and it's relatable.
Anyhow.
Because it's true.
I don't know what got me on.
Should I tell the story of my other boyfriend that I went to couples counseling with?
Go ahead.
I've told this story so many times. But
on our podcast?
Maybe not on the podcast, but on other people's podcasts. So we go to couples counseling, and he was a very funny comedian as well. But he would only joke. Like, he would never be serious. Like, you on these podcasts are very serious. And he said, we're in couples counseling. And I said to the therapist, I said, well, he has this thing where he can't be serious. Like, even if you want him to talk seriously about something, he'll just make jokes.
How come your lines aren't going that high?
I don't know. That's you, dum-dum. That's
no,
me.
Yeah, but you're not going to see here how high I
but
go.
But why
with
would
the
you interrupt a story to talk about the lines on the...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Well, because I want your story to come out perfect.
Should I start it again?
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend who was a very funny comedian, not as funny as you, but very funny. And he just would only tell, like, he would never be serious. He would only just tell jokes. So then we went to couples counseling, and I told the therapist, he won't be serious. He'll only make jokes. And she said, oh, I've noticed that even in this session here. She says to him, I've noticed that even in this session here. And he goes, ah, what do you know? He made a joke. And then she goes, like, to me, she gave me that look like you should leave. Get out now, which I did.
We should end the video podcast now, but keep this going for another few minutes. I don't know. What do you
want?
I don't know. No.
Well, you know, they put the whole video up, and I thought we were just going to use it for
clips. That's what
clips.
I said
well,
to.
Well, now people are.
That's
like,
why I said to Bobby, because Bobby called me today to say how well it looked, how well it came out. You'll just do clips.
Yes, I agree. Because yes. People are like, how can we see the whole thing? It's like, you can't.
Yeah, there's
sorry.
No reason. You can listen to it. There's no reason to watch it.
Yeah.
Who's going to sit and watch 40 minutes of us sitting with no backdrop? And Bobby said the backdrop is perfect because backdrops take away from you. So I'm probably going to get rid of those brackets.
Bobby knows everything.
Bobby's pretty good.
Get this out of there.
What? The light switch? No, everybody can relate to that. Don't turn it off. No, now.
Ooh, what about this?
No, because now.
Is this nice lighting?
No.
Why?
Because you don't know how it's going to come out. Don't, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's my saying.
No, that's an AA saying.
Is it?
Whatever.
Is it?
No, I mean a 12-step saying.
Oh my
All right.
God.
I don't want to do that much time on this.
Why? You never do. You hate doing the podcast.
I don't
hate
that
at all.
Let's talk
about it. Let's get it in there.
I like doing it.
What's going on? Is it because of me? You hate me?
A little, but that's not the reason I don't want to do the podcast.
Should we change the title to My Husband Hates Me?
No.
For the second 6 years?
The second 6 years. Yeah. Can you imagine doing a podcast?
We're going. Are you kidding me? We're never going to not do it. Because every time I suggest we stop or take a year's break or whatever, you're like, no. People love it. You always think everybody loves it.
Our fans love it. Anthony Rogers loves it.
Well, we got a couple of fans.
I text my friend.
Why wouldn't you cover this up?
What? I have a pimp. What is that right
that
there?
You hit your head. And
no.
Yes. Do you remember you hit your head and then I said, what is that on there? It looks sore. It was a scab from, you said I bent down and hit my head.
Oh, when I hit my head at at the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where that was?
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Is it going to leave a scar?
You should put some scar stuff on it.
What the fuck is scar stuff?
You can get stuff that's like, I don't know, it's like coconut oil shit. I don't know what it is.
I hear coconut oil in cooking. I've read not the whole stories, but a lot of the captions that it's bad for you.
Wow.
On Facebook.
Wow.
Internet.
Facebook, the realest news you can get.
On Facebook, they go, if you can get this, you're a real critical thinker. Right.
Yeah.
And there's always these.
And you do them every time?
I wrote, if you can get this, you're a real critical thinker. Fuck off. That's kind of funny. I think it is.
But who are you writing that to?
I put it on my timeline so whoever follows me reads
it.
And all the people that know those critical thinker one things.
Oh.
Like I always find them. They go, if you could find these five things in the picture, you have over 140 IQ. And I find them like that, you know. I mean, then again, I'm good at research and, well, not research, like profiling type stuff. So I could see. The only thing is there was five people and a cat. I found the people. I cannot find the cat in the one picture. I can't find the cat. So that one I got 5 out of 6. Still good. Still good.
Still very smart.
Yeah, but I can't find the cat.
So you're good at, you're intelligent, obviously.
Yes.
Very intelligent. And muscular.
Yeah, a little.
You work out. You look
I gained
good.
Some weight. I got to lose stomach. If
okay,
I was
give,
ripped.
Give me a 1 to 10 on each thing. Okay, intelligence. Out of 10.
Well, what do you mean by intelligence? Book, street,
oh, you
common
want me to
break
sense. It up?
Common sense.
Common sense.
Oh, definitely 8.
Oh, there you go, 10 out of 10. Okay, reading. Comprehension.
4.
Do you know what comprehension means?
Yeah, 4.
Okay, let's move on to something else. Working out your body for your age.
8.
And you're okay. How about style?
Say upper body.
Oh, upper body.
10.
How about style?
Oh, style?
Do you mean upper body from the waist up or from the chest up?
From right here.
Oh, okay.
Upper body from here.
Yeah, you don't have boobs the way some men get boobs. With
no, I get my shit as hard as a rock. Feel it. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Fucking dope.
Yum.
Style? 10. Easily a 10.
Even like today?
Well, day style, relaxed style.
Okay, let's go day style, regular, everyday style.
Oh, 9, 8, 9.
This is an 8 or a 9?
Yeah. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do stuff. I was in the backyard hitting balls into the net. I'm not going to wear heavy clothes.
It's this. It really
is. I love these things. I bought a whole pack of 8 of them. I gave Raina 2. Raina has 2 of them.
So you guys can be in a gang together? You guys go out to Walmart at night with your both your...
We have our gang sign.
What is it called?
What? A do-rag?
Why are you so skittish?
I don't want you to pull it off.
I'm not going to pull it off. I'm not going to pull it off. Because my hair's
messy. Me and Raina have our
gang. I don't see how the hair could be worse than this, to be honest.
Our gang sign is that and then that.
Oh.
And our what was our slogan? I told her, I go, our gang is to help people. And she, her face dropped. Like, what kind of gang is that?
she was upset by that.
Yes. And yeah. And what was, I had a slogan. What's that when you review people online? Oh, Yelp. I go, our slogan was, we'll help and then you Yelp.
Oh, great. Like Yelp about you guys?
Yeah. Helping them.
Oh, okay.
That was our slogan.
Yeah. A gang came and helped me out. My car had a flat and they...
A gang of two, a father and daughter.
My friend told me the story once that like she ran out of gas on the freeway. This was in LA. And these like Mexican guys, I guess they were, you know, with a like... they're all in a truck, like for landscaping and stuff. And they pulled over and they had gas with them and they pour, you know, got her gas. And like within minutes, she was up and running again. And she said when she got back into her car, the first thing she did was check for her wallet. What an asshole. That's horrible. And yet, funny.
All right.
Well, angels of the road, but you'll still check for your wallet. It's like how we're horrible people.
Not we. I didn't do it.
I know, but it's...
I always check too when I'm talking to a like
to a
hook a hooker or something.
Really? Do you talk to hookers a lot?
Uh huh.
Okay.
All right. 33 minutes.
Well,
you
this
know...
is it. We didn't even have a fight or anything.
About what?
Well, there must be something that you hate about me this week. I didn't do anything wrong.
It's too early in the week to tell.
Well, we should start doing the podcast on Friday, I guess.
No. All right, listen. I have dates coming up. I got next Thursday the 29th in Somerville. Next Friday the 30th in North Jersey. These are all on my website because I don't know them offhand. I got Rhode Island Comedy Comedy Connection, Rhode Island coming up in Thanksgiving weekend. I got somewhere in Hunterdon County, November 7th. All the stuff's on my website, richvoss.com. And anything you'd like to say to our fan?
To Anthony? I have a show in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday.
Yeah.
Whenever I do my shows, I see it in your face. You go, you're always like so dismissive. You're like,
No, I'm not.
But you want to come. You were like, tell the guy I'll open for you.
No, I said I'd host it, not open for you. I'd host the show just because last weekend I was sitting home. This weekend I have nothing. Like sitting home 2 weekends or doing can drive a person nuts. During a week, I don't get as antsy. But Friday and Saturday when I'm not doing anything, well, when I have a show Wednesday, no, the day after Election Day, that's November 4th at TIFF's in Morris Plains. But the day after Election Day, the whole cities could be up in flames for all we know.
I know.
You know, who knows the day after Election Day? Who, excuse me,
you burped through 7 words just now. Like, take a breather.
Child.
Goodbye.
Child.
Mm-mm. I'm done.
You're done? I'm done.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive. making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
This summer, go to the movies. Projected on the side of a mountain. Discover a new favorite restaurant. Your campsite. Find yourself when you lose your signal. Discover a new playlist. Mother Nature. Make your summer special at the Kia Summer Sales Event with a dependable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Event ends 7/5/23.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.